This is my first
nice
visit
talking to
Taiwan.
You.
What time does the concert start?
It's kind of you to
Excuse
say so.
Excuse me? How can I get to the
Taipei
Palace
Museum?
Taipei is
an overpopulated city and the land is expensive.
你说英语。
我说英语。
他也说英语。
英语你我他。
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听今天的英语你我他，我是方俊琴，
我是阿 B。
今天呢我们要继续昨天讲到 be 动词用在被动语态，被动语态呢 be 动词后面的动词要接
过去分词，
对， be 动词后面要接过去分词，所以再提醒各位听众朋友背生字的时候动词三态尤其是不规则的变化一定要把它背好来，就像我们昨天提到 bear 它的动词三态是 bear
bore
born, born 今天呢我们接到昨天讲的，昨天提到说因为酒后驾车所以有很多交通意外的事故就发生了，那我问你阿 B、你知不知道每天有多少人会死于车祸？
应该不少。
对呀，但这句话要怎么说呢？我们昨天提到车祸怎么说？
Accident.
Accident. 当然你可以加上一个 traffic, 交通事故，或者你就简单讲就是 car, car accident.
Car accidents.
Car accidents 就是指车祸了。我们讲多少人，每天有多少人死于车祸，这个死字当然可以用 die, D-I-E, 但是这个 die 呢，我们通常是用主动的。那意外死亡的这种状况，像车祸，像飞机失事，一些灾难，那我们通常会用的 kill 这个字 K-I-L-L 在中文感觉是杀死的意思，好恐怖，其实我们不要这样翻译，只要不是自然的死亡，这种状况下我们都会用到 kill， 要用到它的被动语态 be killed
be killed
be killed
be killed。
所以每天有多少人死于车祸，我们这个死于就用 be killed。 有多少人要说 how many people
how many people，
既然是 many people 所以它的动词是复数，所以要说 are killed
are killed
how many people are killed
how many people are killed
in car accidents every day
In car accidents every day.
所以整句话有点长啊，我们练习一下。How many people are killed in car accidents every day?
How many people are killed in car accidents every day?
再一次。How many people are killed in car accidents every day?
How many people are killed in car accidents every day?
当然是很多人咯。那我再问你一个问题是，每天有多少人因为车祸受伤呢？事实上这个句子跟刚刚那个句子非常类似，对不对？
是。
我们只要换一个动词就好了。
对。
受伤。受伤叫 injure。
injure。
I-N-J-U-R-E, injure。
injure。
你看中文讲受伤，那个受就不是自己要的嘛，对不对？
没错。
所以一定是被动。我们就用 are injured。来取代 are killed， 所以这句话我们就可以说成 How many people are injured?
How many people are injured?
In car accidents every day.
In car accidents every day.
How many people are injured in car accidents every day?
How many people are injured in car accidents every day?
我们再举个例子。这个时候呢我们要用到未来式的被动咯，我们前面提到过未来式要加一个助动词是
will，
所以未来式的被动要说 will be 再加一个过去分词。我举个例子，这个问题我们明天再讨论，讨论叫 discuss
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 D-I-S-C-U-S-S 但是问题是被讨论，所以用到被动 Will be discussed
Will be discussed
这个问题 The question 放到句首当主词咯，所以整个句子就变成 The question will be discussed tomorrow
The question will be discussed tomorrow.
这是未来式。还有呢，完成时的被动。我们前面也提到过，完成时是 have 加上一个过去分词。那又被动怎么办呢？我们就 have 加上 be 动词的过去分词 been 再加那个动词的过去分词。这样讲有点复杂，我们直接举例子。你被狗咬过吗？咬是 bite, bit, bitten, B-I-T-E, B-I-T, B-I-T-T-E-N, 这是它的动词三态。所以被咬当就是 be bitten.
Be bitten.
你曾经被咬过吗？那这个时候用到完成式，所以要说 Have you ever been bitten?
Have you ever been bitten?
被什么咬？被狗咬。By a dog.
By a dog.
Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
这就是完成式的被动语态。Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
还有一种被动语态呢，常常用在我们口语上，比如说听说，听说一件什么事情，比如说听说啊 ，Peter 年轻的时候很帅，很帅，叫做
handsome。
那他年轻的时候很帅，当然要用过去式咯，所以 Peter was handsome when he was young。
Peter was handsome when he was young。
Peter was handsome when he was young。
Peter was handsome when he was young.
我们把听说放进去，这个听说要怎么说呢？很简单，就是 It is said.
It is said.
S-A-I-D 是 say 的过去分词。It is said that Peter was handsome when he was young. 注意到我讲的是 It is said that 再加 Peter was handsome 这个词句。这个 it 代替了这个整个 that 子句这件事情，所以 Peter 年轻时很帅这件事情被说，被大家说就是听说的意思，所以这句话听说就讲 it is said 再加一个 that 子句。好，整句话我们念一次。 It is said that Peter was handsome when he was young.
It is said that Peter was handsome when he was young.
Drill time.
练习时间。
现在我们就来练习一下今天学到的几个句子咯。每天有多少人死于车祸呢？ How many people are killed in car accidents every day?
How many people are killed in car accidents every day?
How many people are killed in car accidents every day?
How many people are killed in car accidents every day?
每天有多少人因车祸受伤呢? How many people are injured in car accidents every day?
How many people are injured in car accidents every day?
How many people are injured in car accidents every day?
How many people are injured in car accidents every day?
这个问题明天讨论。 The question will be discussed tomorrow.
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 你被狗咬过吗? Have you ever been bitten by a dog?
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 听说 Peter 年轻的时候很帅。 It is said that Peter was handsome when he was young.
It is said that Peter was handsome when he was young.
It is said that Peter was handsome when he was young.
It is said that Peter was handsome when he was young.
今天我们时间又到咯，我是方俊琴，
我是阿 B，
拜拜。Bye.